This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. International pressure is mounting on leaders of the coup in Niger as a Sunday deadline to restore the nation's ousted president, set by regional leaders, looms. AP correspondent Charles Villa-Desma reports.
The pressure continues to mount as the American Secretary of State said the United States stands very much in support of West African leaders who've threatened to use force to restore the nation's democracy, with Senegal offering troops. As hundreds of anti-French protesters rallied in Niger's capital in support of the ruling army officers, Antony Blinken offered general support for the regional bloc known as ECOWAS, though he has not specifically referred to its threat of military action. Niger was seen as the West's last reliable partner in the region, but some in the country see Russia and its Wagner mercenary group as a powerful alternative. I'm Charles Villa-Desma.
Ukraine says its sea drones have struck a major Russian port and damaged a warship in an attack that underlined Kyiv's growing capabilities in the Black Sea. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has more.
Sources on Friday said the vessel was seriously damaged in the attack at the Russian Navy base of Novorossiysk, after Russia said it had fended off the assault. The civilian port, which handles 2% of the world's oil supply and also exports grain, temporarily halted all ship movement. It later resumed normal operations, according to the Caspian Pipeline Consortium. Russia's defense ministry claimed the drones had been destroyed, without mentioning any damage. Video footage published on social media, however, seemed to show the boats ablaze and listing badly. A Ukrainian intelligence source said the Olenegorsky-Gornyak ship had suffered a serious breach and could no longer conduct combat missions. The operation, they said, was a joint one between the Ukrainian Navy and the SVU intelligence service.
That's Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reporting. This is VOA.